AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to another episode of Routes Through Pokemon. I'm Shaylock.
I'm Ruby.
And together we are a father and daughter duo traveling through the Pokemon series of video games, the anime, and the Pokemon Adventures manga. And this week, we are covering our journey to the Elite Four in Gold, Silver, and Crystal. And then... wait, something wrong with my mic, I think. Hold on. Weird buzzy sound coming in. Wait, do you see that? There's a the ripples in the... there's a portal opening here! Wait a second! Who's that?
Hey guys, it's me, Frank Future.
Whoa! How'd you do that? You just came through a portal? Are you coming through time?
I'm always traveling through time.
As we all are. One way or another. Alright, are you coming back with information about games from the future?
Yeah, or games from the past. Brought to the future.
Ooh, tricky. That's right. Frank is here to join us this episode as he details his journey through Heart Gold to get to the Elite Four.
That's right. Yep. When I was listening to your podcast, I know I mentioned this in a previous episode. I wanted to follow along and play the game with you.
Yeah. Although you had a lot of work to catch up because you fell a little behind, didn't you?
I sure did, but I put in the work and I caught up.
Yeah, you did. Let's see. Ruby and I had just finished the 8th gym and did the little test in the Dragon's Den in Crystal. Does Heart Gold have that test that's from Crystal in the Dragon Shrine inside the Dragon's Den, where you have to answer the old man's questions or something?
Yes, it does. Yep.
Nice.
I wish I had that in Gold.
Yeah, Gold and Silver doesn't have any of that, so.
Yeah, I didn't remember it because I played the original Gold when it was released, and I was a little confused at first. I'm like, what am I doing here? You know, and I didn't have the right, you know, because I think you need to have Whirlpool as a move to get past part of it to get into the den to answer the questions, and you know.
Yes. Yeah, you need Surf and Whirlpool. Yeah.
Yep.
And then did he give you a Dratini at the end as well?
I did not get a Dratini.
Ooh, did you get anything?
All that it gave me was, after he approved me, the gym leader came back and said, no way that you got accepted, and then gave me the badge.
You should probably try to talk to him again.
Maybe I should.
Because I think...
but I did catch a Dratini in the den.
Sure. But if you get all the answers right the first time, you get, at least in Crystal, you get a Dratini with the move Extreme Speed. Like, he gives it a specific move for it, so.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check. Or maybe I didn't answer them all correctly. I don't know. Maybe I just answered enough correctly.
Either way, I think you're supposed to get the Dratini. Or at least, again, in Crystal. I don't know Heart Gold, Soul Silver,
okay.
So.
I'll have to check.
Because, yeah, I also had, in Crystal, the lady showed up, and then she was upset that I passed the test and all that jazz, so. All right, so. After completing all that, it's time to make our way to New Barktown. However, we have a whole route to explore on the way there with Route 45, and that was a lot of fun because it had a lot of branching paths, so we would go all the way down and then fly back up to the Pokemon Center in Blackthorn and do it all over again.
It was a little bit confusing at first, but then you pulled me up a map for me, and I was like, oh, now I can do this. So I marked my paths. And then,
yes.
Then I got through the whole area.
Because we have to hit all the trainers, of course.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the trainers were my main source of experience throughout the game. I didn't do a lot of XP farming, you know, or any leveling up. And so I made sure to hit every trainer possible everywhere I went.
I mean, we always do. And most of the time, that is most of our leveling. We did do some, just leveling in a spot, right off of Cyan Wood and things like that, just because... we couldn't play further because we hadn't recorded the episode yet, and we wanted to level up some Pokemon and evolve them.
Yep.
So while we're watching the anime, we just just tootled around.
It's a good idea. Yeah, usually if I'm playing more casually, I would spend time doing that. I like to have the advantage. You know, I think if you have the type advantage, you're okay. That's kind of what I did this playthrough. But also, I don't mind having a few extra levels on my Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, most role-playing games, that's something I've, like, that's just a habit I'm into, is where I, like, get to the first place where I can, like, hit monsters and stuff, and I go up, like, 5 levels before I continue the story. Just get all geared up and so I can just walk through the rest of the game. It doesn't quite always work out that way, but I try.
When we were doing this route too, I had started. I think I got there just a little bit before you and was doing some of the stuff, but then we had quit for a little bit and I hadn't saved, so I fell behind you a bit and had to finish up. When
yes.
You had left.
I was going to ask if either of you went and got the legendary after completing all the badges.
Ho-Oh and Lugia?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I suppose you haven't. I think the episode where we cover the 8th gym just went up today, so yeah, you probably haven't even listened to it yet. But yeah, right after the Team Rocket Goldenrod City adventure, we immediately split up, and I went to the Whirl Islands and got Lugia, and Ruby climbed up the Tin Tower to get Ho-Oh.
The confusing tin tower.
And Crystal, and with Crystal, of course, I just went and got Suicune because you get the clear bell instead of a rainbow wing or whatever. But yeah, we did collect the one legendary that we could at the moment, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I definitely went and got Ho-Oh just because my party wasn't super strong and I definitely wanted the legendary to be in there for the journey.
Sure, no, that makes sense. Yeah,
and for the fun of it.
Yes. Yeah, we still haven't caught any of the legendary beasts except for Crystal because the Suicune battle is scripted into the game. But yeah, we've encountered them on occasion, but we still have not managed to catch any of them.
Gotcha, yeah. Neither did I.
But we'll work on that as we continue, like, now that we're through this section. So yeah, some new Pokemon we found along Route 45. We had, Skarmory in Silver and Crystal, and Gold and Crystal, we obtained Gligar, and then you were able to get a bunch of Teddy Ursa in Gold, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we also explored the Dark Cave, and what was in the Dark Cave?
Wobbuffet.
That's right. We finally got our Wobbuffet.
So happy.
So that was happy news for Ruby. Yes. But then, back in New Barktown, I was disappointed that but not surprised that our mother had nothing new to say to us.
She doesn't care about us. She just wants to go spend her money.
Right? Which I don't let her, because I keep all my money now.
Yeah. She don't get my money.
Yeah, I don't think I sent her a dime.
But we had that phone call after the Dragon's Den that Professor Elm wanted to talk to us, so we headed over to him, and we were gifted our Master Ball!
Yay!
Did you have your Master Ball, Frank?
I sure did. Yeah, and I think in Heart Gold, so before I could even get to Ho-Oh, I had to do a bunch of extra things.
Oh, really?
And one of those, yeah, so
okay.
One of those was you have to get 2 different items in order to even get Ho-Oh to come to the top of the tower.
Oh, okay.
And so one of them, I'm trying to remember what the names of the items were. I'll try to look it up. So there's the key items. Let's look. So there's the clear bell and the rainbow wing.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I needed to get both of those items. And one of them you get from battling the kimono girls.
Really?
And yeah. And so, but you can't even access battling the kimono girls until you get the Master Ball and all 8 badges.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Once you get the Master Ball and all 8 badges, then you visit like the dojo where the kimono girls are. And then you battle all 5 of them in succession. There's no break between any of them. You have to go through all 5.
That's crazy.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and then they give you, I can't remember which one it is, if they give you the clear bell or they give you the rainbow wing. They give you whichever one you didn't get as part of the story to that point. And then you can go up the tower and face Ho-Oh.
Yeah, because the kimono girls, for us, like, you could just challenge them in whatever order.
Yep.
And everything. And that was just so we could get Surf, I think.
Something like that.
Or Whirlpool? Something. Surf. No, I think it was Surf. Yeah. So, yeah, that's super interesting. So where did you get Surf, then?
Oh, you're challenging my memory here. I honestly do not remember.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's just curious. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure the old guy that was like in the building with the Kimono Girls is like, yeah, if you beat them all, I'll give you something.
When I first encountered that, like their hut or whatever they're in, they're being attacked by a Team Rocket grunt.
Oh.
And I think this is probably where I got Surf. So they're kind of being, and then you have to fight them off, fight off Team Rocket. And then the guy that's standing in there kind of off to the side watched me do it and then stops me as I'm about to leave. And I think that's maybe where I got Surf.
Oh, I could see that. So, yeah, they added some more Team Rocket stuff going on in Heart Gold. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, long story short, I used my Master Ball on Ho-Oh.
Oh! So yes. Yeah, I think what I'm going
to
probably...
Although I tried several times first, and I never wasn't able to get him. So I eventually just was like, using the Master Ball.
Sure. I think I'm going to save my Master Ball for one of the Legendary Beasts, so it's just easier to get all of them. Because they're a pain.
It's a good plan.
So from New Bark Town, we eventually surf east, which we, Ruby and I, had dabbled a little bit way back between Gyms 4 and 5 after we got Surf. But the first time we did it, I made it to land first, and that one guy who says, hey, welcome to Kanto, starts talking to me, and I'm like, Ruby, we need to go back. We need to leave. We can't continue. Let's not go here yet, because she didn't know we'd get to go visit the Indigo Plateau in Kanto before.
And I very grudgingly turned around and went back to the other land.
And what was so great about it is later on when we went up to go to the Red Gyarados, there was a guy that spoiled some of that too, but she missed the the guy mentioning Red Gyarados and just saw that he had talked about a Gyarados. And so once we took care of the Red Gyarados, she assumed that the reason I wanted to turn back from that one spot in Kanto was that guy was also talking about the Red Gyarados. So this whole time she figured, oh, I already know what he had to say. Now it doesn't matter.
I thought you had specifically said, though, that we're about to go deal with it.
No, I didn't.
So it was just close. So I was like, okay, fine. I don't have to listen to him right now.
So yeah, that was hard to conceal for a while.
But I thought you had told me that we were going to get to see some of Kanto.
Yeah, I don't remember ever telling you that.
So it didn't come like a huge shock, but I was like, oh, cool. Now we're there. I don't know.
Yeah, it was an incredible twist in the story, in my opinion. I remember playing it the first time and getting to that point and just being like, holy cow, it's like two games in one.
Kinda. But it's just this one path. It's only a couple routes, you know, so.
Right.
Once we get over there, we did there was a little path to the bottom to surf through to go get a Pokeball. But after that, we go into the cave that's right there, and this place is called Tojo Falls. Did anybody pick up on the name Tojo Falls and where it might come from?
No. Well, I think it came from Japan.
No, it's just the J and T are swapped for Johto.
Oh.
Johto Falls.
So basically, it's Johto backwards if you're just doing like the sounds like Japan does. If you went backwards, it would be Tojo instead of Johto.
It's clever.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. So, Tojo Falls, surprisingly, has waterfalls. And so we finally have to use the waterfall move to get up there. And that tripped us up a bit because we're like, oh yeah, we need to teach something waterfall. And when we tried to any of the Pokemon we had in our party, none of them could learn it, despite them having like Surf and Whirlpool. And I'm like, what the heck? So we had to totally change up our parties just so that we could get into these next couple routes, which are, what, like, I think route 26 and 20, no, 28 and 27, I think.
I was like, okay, let me teach it to my Red Gyarados. So I got my Red Gyarados, and I taught it Whirlpool. So I was like, all right, this is great, let's go. Oh, right. Whirlpool's not the one we need. So I had to go get it like some TM guy to lead her and have him delete the move and then install Waterfall or whatever.
Yeah, you had to go all the way back to Blackthorn to have him delete.
Good thing I can fly.
Yep.
Yeah, I definitely changed my party. I just put a Wooper in my party and gave him Waterfall and Whirlpool just to get through some stuff, and then when I got through it, I switched it back.
Nice. Well, that was just it. We couldn't even switch back until we finished all those routes and Victory Road, because there was no Pokemon Center in there.
Sure wasn't.
So that was exciting. So yeah, we had a weird party, and it made some of the battles throughout those routes kind of challenging.
A little bit difficult.
But I chose my Dratini to have Waterfall, who throughout all those battles became a Dragonair, which was very exciting for me, because I like Dragonair a lot.
Oh yeah, when we got our Dratinis, it was really easy for me, like usual, and hard for you. I don't know if we mentioned when we got them.
I think we probably talked about that with the Dragon's Den last route.
Oh, we talked about the Dragon's Den last time?
Yep.
Okay, then we probably talked about that.
But it wasn't hard for Crystal to get his Dratini, because I just had to answer
no,
his
not
questions.
For Crystal. They were easy questions, too. How is Claire not completed it?
And we were also still trying to do some friendship evolution, so we had, like, a Pokemon that wasn't really all that strong for us that's kind of in the front just to get XP for, and so it could level up and still be, like, walk with us and everything, so it could build up its friendship, so it would eventually evolve into whatever it needs to be. Plus, we were using XP share on other Pokemon so that they could evolve. So we, like, had, like, three different things. Two different ones we were trying to evolve, and one other one that we just had there so that it could waterfall us. So we only had, like, three decent Pokemon on our team.
That is one thing that is kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, a blessing or curse or whatever, but in the new games, every Pokemon gets experience in every battle. Right, but the older games, only the Pokemon that participates gets experience.
Yep. Unless you have like the XP all from Red and Blue or the XP share from Gold
yep,
and Silver.
Yep. And so that was something I don't know why I did not go get the item, and I should have, because it was very frustrating trying to level up Pokemon as I went, because I was. You know, I was pretty laser focused on getting through the story and not doing too much extra, because I knew that I wanted to catch up to you guys.
Right.
And so I didn't do a ton of extra stuff.
Right.
But I really wish I would have taken the time to get that, because, you know, I would kind of be like, okay, what's the next gym? What do I need to prepare for? And be like, okay, it's this type of gym. I need to power up this type of Pokemon.
Absolutely.
You know, and be ready for it.
Yeah, we definitely tried some of that on our own, too. We're like, oh, what's our next thing? But we didn't always know what our next gym was, either. We're like, because we've never played them before. And we tried not to look ahead too much. But yeah, the first trainer you meet when you get out of Tojo Falls is that girl with, like, the whole Bulbasaur line. And I did have Flicker with me, which is my Charizard. So she was really easy. But the battles after that got much harder.
Yeah, she was easy for me, too. I had a Growlithe.
Oh, nice.
That was pretty decent. Yeah. And so I just, you know, even though I had Ho-Oh, the move sets for Ho-Oh, the fire moves only had 5 PP. And so I was like, I'm not going to use that. You know, that's for when I really need to pack a punch.
That makes sense.
And so I used Growlithe.
And then because of all the swapping out, I actually ended up with no Pokemon that had Whirlpool with me. So I had to skip a certain section on our route, because I couldn't get past the Whirlpool there. It was just to get, like, a Pokeball and fight another trainer. So I skipped him for that point. I would go back later. And, yeah, there were no Pokemon Centers, so no switching Pokemon back out to make things easier for us. So we actually ended up, like, dodging a lot of trainers until we found a place where we could heal, because there was that little hut with the person who just heals your Pokemon.
Well, I had to keep going, because you said it was farther than that, so I kept going. Apparently it was that, so I had to come back down. Dodge more trainers. There was this one girl who kept spinning around, and she would, like, spin this way, stop for, like, a second, and then jolt all the way around, and then maybe stop for, like, a minute, and then move again. She was really weird.
Yeah, they even made dodging some of the trainers kind of tricky on this section of the game. But once we found that hut where we could heal, then we went back and fought all the trainers we could reach.
Yeah.
Again, I couldn't get the one past Whirlpool yet, but...
And I skipped it because you skipped it.
Yep. Oh, and then right outside of Tojo Falls, there was that lady that wanted to see if we had good, like, a friendship built with whatever Pokemon was in front. She was another one that could tell us the friendship levels or whatever. Huh. And she gave us a TM if they trusted us enough. It was the Sandstorm TM.
Oh, yep.
Not that we used it, but I wanted to be able to get it, so.
Yeah, I checked with my best one, which would have been probably for Relegator.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. It wasn't good enough.
Ooh, that's weird.
I know. I'm a bad trainer.
And on these routes, we were able to find Ponita and Doduo, so that was fun. And then we finally enter a building that leads us to Victory Road. But on the way to the other end of this hallway, or whatever it is, there's an intersection, and it seems clear that the right path probably goes deeper into Kanto or something, and that's why it's blocked off, so we couldn't go there. But then the other one, they say it's heads to, like, Mount Silver or something like that, so I'm guessing that's, like, endgame stuff, just kind of like the Mewtwo Cave in Red and Blue. But after that, it's Victory Road, which was interesting that it was very similar on the first floor. Like, it was pretty much the same layout, but we didn't have to solve any puzzles of pushing block like boulders around. And there were no trainers. And then, like, the next floor, it might have been similar to the other floor in the other one, but it was very streamlined. Like, there was no puzzles, no trainers, nothing to do. Just battling Pokemon on the way through and catching Rhyhorn until we find, like, a, like, exit or something, or another to another room at least. And I foolishly went close to it before saving and got attacked by our rival.
I like it when you go ahead for those parts, because then I can just...
Then I can warn you to save.
Save. Then fight them.
I did win, though. I didn't lose, so it all turned out okay. But it was still a rough battle, because again, I did not have an optimal team at the moment.
I think I did fine.
Does your rival show up?
Yep. He does. And I remember doing okay at it, actually. I wasn't expecting it either, but I also had a lot of, you know, potions and, you know, revives and different things that I kind of kept my team up.
Yeah, I definitely utilized some of that myself.
I always felt like my party was a bit underleveled, and so I tried to stay prepared.
That makes sense. Oh, and because we battled him, probably at the end of this episode, you get to hear another battle between Ruby and myself.
I'm probably gonna lose again.
We'll see. But yeah, after that, we end up inside that, like, a place with a Pokemon Center, and a Pokemart, basically, is in there as well, just like the last time we were at the Indigo Plateau in Red and Blue. This layout was a little different, but it still had all that stuff. So we were able to heal up our Pokemon and stock up on more revives and super potions for the Elite Four, because we were worried.
Yes.
And we switched out our Pokemon, even shedding those we were trying to level to build friendships with, because we're like, nope, we just need our good stuff now.
We gotta go strong.
Because we gotta win.
Bring in the big guns.
Oh, and conveniently, they had a guy placed there that could send us all the way back to New Barktown with his Abra. So if we wanted to go back and go do stuff back in the Johto area, because we couldn't just fly off to Johto again once we were in those Kanto routes.
I didn't check, but how would you get back to the Victory Road? Would you have to go all the way back through the route?
Yep.
Or can you fly there? Okay.
Well, actually, no, you might be able to... Well, no, I don't know if you can fly up. No, wait, I think you can.
I never even checked.
Pretty sure you have to walk.
I think what you can do, once you reach the Pokemon Center for the Elite Four, I'm pretty sure what you can do is you can teleport back to New Barktown with that Abra, then you have to surf back over to Kanto route, and then once you're in Kanto, you can fly back up to that last, like, to the Elite Four section. I could be wrong, but I think you can.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I was going back and forth and I couldn't fly through there.
I'll have to double check that later.
I could be wrong, but yeah.
So yes, then it was time to face the Elite Four. And this time, I was pretty sure we weren't going to have to worry about our rival this time. Because after the conversation with him right before getting out of Victory Road, he's like, I need to rethink how I deal with Pokemon and go train some more.
Yay, he's learning.
He finally learned that maybe he's not the greatest person.
Yeah, a little bit of character development this time around.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And the first Elite Four guy we ran into was an oddly dressed looking guy who used psychic type kind of Pokemon. And his name was Will, kind of a average name.
Nothing spectacular about him.
And he had an interesting variety. And I felt a lot better about how they handled the Pokemon choices of the Elite Four in this game compared to Red and Blue. Because they, like, definitely had a certain theme to them. But they were able to, they all kind of broke away from it in a way, but they still were Pokemon that used the types of things that make sense. And it made it so, like, you had to try different tactics, too, because, like, not all of them were going to just be weak to what they'd normally be weak to because they're psychic or whatever. So, like, Ghost might not always work depending on what else is going on.
Yep, double types for everything.
Yeah. But for this first guy, Bite and Pin Missile from my level 100 Jolteon that I took from Red and Blue, were good options for this battle.
I think I used my Umbreon's Bite.
Sure. And then for, like, Jinx, I just used, like, Charizard to burn that thing, because it was also an ice type, so. Because I didn't want to use up all of my special moves as we went through this, you know?
Yeah, so I wonder if the Pokemon set, you know, is going to be the same for Heart Gold and what you guys had. I would assume it is, but, like, I had a repeat in his party. Did you?
A what?
Like, as in I had the same Pokemon twice.
Oh, yeah, we certainly had, like, the same Pokemon double up sometimes. I don't remember all that Will had. I just know that he definitely had, like, a Zatu. Mm-hmm. And he definitely had a Jinx, because that's Psychic Ice.
I think he might have had a couple Zatu.
I think you're right. I think he had more than one Zatu.
Yep. So for me, it was Zatu, Jinx, Slowbro,
Executor,
and another Zatu.
I think I remember that.
Execute sounds about right.
I also thought it was kind of interesting that we had a new member of the Elite Four. So, like, obviously there was a shakeup since 3 years ago, according to the game.
They wanted to go with less cool people, like Will.
Like Will.
Will.
Yeah, for me, I used my Feraligatr, and he had Crunch, and that did pretty good. I think for Executor, I brought in my Ho-Oh and used one of his Fire Blast, and that took him out. But otherwise, yeah. Pretty much crunched through the party.
Yeah, my crystal playthrough was a little tougher because I didn't have my 100 level Jolteon. But having Jolteon at 100 helped me a lot through a lot of the battles. Because even some of the fights that I had where his electric types were not very effective, he still was able to use like one, maybe two hits of thunder or something and kill him. So. He was my MVP.
So Ruby, what were your levels about at this point? Do you remember?
I think most of them were probably in like the 40s, maybe higher, maybe 50s.
I'm trying to remember what the Elite Four were at, but I think your levels, even a lot of my levels, were like a level or two under the. Well, like they were like the same or maybe a little above Will, and then they got like. As we kept going further, they were getting a little underneath the levels of the actual Elite Four Pokemon.
Yeah, most of my levels weren't too high.
Yeah, for Heart Gold, at least for Will, they were right around like 40. 40, 41 were his Pokemon.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I basically was like, all right, for Feraligatr, let's see what you can do. He was my highest. I think when I entered the Elite Four, he was at like 47.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then when you catch Ho-Oh, it's caught at 45, at least in Heart Gold.
Okay, sure.
And so, but all the rest of my other Pokemon, the other four, were all around level 30 because I was just like, let's see what happens. You know, like let's give it our best try and see how it goes.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Ruby had a Pokemon or two that were like 37 or something to that effect, but a lot of ours were.
They were the Pokemon that were allowed to get knocked out while I revived or helped them.
Yes. Right. Yes, you need those. That's what I use my weak ones for, too.
Yep.
Keep Feraligatr alive.
Then, yeah, so then things got a little more interesting as we went to the second room to face the next Elite Four member, because he was a familiar face, but he was still new to the Elite Four, because it was Koga, who used to be, apparently, the Poison-type gym leader in... What town is that? Shoot. Okay. It's not Seth. No, not Lavender. That's the ghost town.
Oh, right. Poison.
It's the place where the Safari Zone is.
Oh, Safari Zone. I forgot about that.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That's weird that it's just completely blinked. Anyway, the one with the Safari Zone right before.
Fuchsia?
Fuchsia City!
Oh, yeah!
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
So yeah, he used to be the gym leader in Fuchsia City, but now he's a member of the Elite Four, but he's still using Poison-type Pokemon. However, Even with its fun variety, many of them seem to be pretty susceptible to Charizard's burning attacks. and flying attacks, I think, actually, because he had fly, and there was probably plenty of bugs in there. And I also had my Espeon with me, who was my psychic fighter, and that easily dispatched poison Pokemon as well, so.
Yep, this is the only gym, or only Elite Four member that I really utilized Ho-Oh.
Sure.
Ho-Oh has a psychic attack for me.
Makes sense.
And extra sensory, and I took care of him pretty fast. Koga for me had a Fortress, which is Bug
Ooh,
Steel.
Ooh, yeah, there was a Fortress.
Used a fire type on that one.
Yeah, I think that's what I did with my Charizard, is just burn that guy. And then after Koga, we fight Bruno, which was an Elite Four member from last game.
It was fun to have someone who we fought before in the Elite Four.
Yep. And he's using fighting and rock types, just like he did before. So Espeon and my Meganium were fantastic here. Because I could just psychic all the fighting types and then grass attack all the rocks.
Yep, I tried to use, I think Ho-Oh and Ferrelegator did okay for me in this one. This one was the one I struggled with the most of all the Elite Four and the champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just a type matchup.
I figured at least your Ferrelegator just washes away the rock.
Yeah, for Onix.
Yeah.
At least, so the lineup for me, yeah, was him on top, Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan, Onix, and Machamp.
Oh, that's right. He had the three Hitmons and a Machamp. I think that's right. He probably only had the one rock this time.
Yep. So Onix was no problem. One hit KO.
Right.
But the others, took a few,
I could see that.
It wasn't as smooth sailing.
Sure. So. And then I kind of was thinking we might see Lance again when we got to the final person, because we know that he's still around because he helped us with the whole Red Gyarados Team Rocket stuff in Mahogany Town. And since we had Bruno, I figured maybe they just replaced half the Elite Four. But nope, we got a new person here too. And her name was Karen. Another basic name.
I think Karen's in the Pokemon cards.
Yeah, probably. And she used Dark-type Pokemon, which was kind of fun. Interestingly, it included a Vileplume, which is not a Dark-type Pokemon, but it must have had a Dark move of some kind. But she definitely had Umbreon that I had to try to deal with. And I didn't have anything that was strong to dark. Well, wait, no. Maybe I did have something strong to dark.
What's good against dark?
Fighting. My Jolteon. My Jolteon had double kick.
I used my Golem. He had a fighting move.
And then, my Charizard just burned Vileplume away.
Yeah, Umbreon was the only Pokemon for Karen that caused me some trouble.
Sure.
I had to use a couple revives, actually, to get through Umbreon.
I could believe that.
But then the rest had, Vileplume is grass poison, just a fire move, and then Murkrow has some flying. You can get through that.
Oh, yeah, Murkrow was there, and Lightning just took him out, so.
Yeah, and then Gengar was the next one. Didn't really have any trouble with that. And then Houndoom, which is, probably the anchor of Karen, is a fire type.
Yep.
So Surf just took care of him. No,
and I
no
did
problem.
Keep Dragonair on my team for this because I kept wanting, I wanted to keep leveling it up to become a Dragonair. And it had water moves, so I'm like, yep. I'll just use this on Houndoom. And then that was the Elite Four. But wait, there was more. There was still a champion we needed to beat, just like in Red and Blue. And in this time, in the next room, we find Lance. Now Lance is actually our final boss. Instead of our rival. And it seems like his Dragonair from the last game must have evolved, because now he has three Dragonite instead of two Dragonair and a single Dragonite. Because I remember what he had last time. And he still has his Aerodactyl and Gyarados. And of course, Jolteon easily dealt with Gyarados. So easy. And then Thunder did take care of the Dragonites pretty well, even though it wasn't very effective. It's still a very powerful electric move, and he's an electric-type Pokemon that's at level 100, so.
Yeah, I think I struggled a bit with Lance, but I just kept using revives and potions, and I got through it.
Yeah, in Crystal, I had my Vaporeon, who was at level 50 by that point, and she had been carrying Aurora Beam the whole time, so she just kept using ice moves on the dragons, and so, Lance was really easy for my Crystal game.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Lance wasn't too bad for me either. I mean, when four of the Pokemon you know, three Dragonites and a Charizard for his Pokemon, and I had Ice Fang on my Ferelegator, so all three Dragonites got destroyed by the Ice Fang, and then Surf on Charizard.
Did he have a Charizard in?
For mine, he did. He had Gyarados, Aerodactyl, three Dragonites, and a Charizard.
Did he have, I'm just wondering if he had a Charizard for us. I don't remember that.
I don't think so.
Well, that's cool.
So did he only have five Pokemon for you?
I'm trying to think now. Maybe he did have the sixth one. He might have had a Charizard or something. I'll have to look it up or fight him again or something.
Definitely could have.
I just don't remember it. But that was that. Right after that, it's the end. We beat the game. We are the Johto champions. Oak shows up to congratulate us, and DJ Mary tries to get an interview. And Ruby was still upset of DJ Mary turning her down for a date, apparently. So she wouldn't give DJ Mary the time of day.
No.
She's like, no, you turned me down. I don't want to talk to you.
I'm going to walk away from you. You broke my heart.
And Lance drags us off into the next room away from all the noise and has us put our Pokemon into the Hall of Fame. And just like before, we get our Pokedex rating and then the credits roll. And the credits, they had a lot of the baby Pokemon dancing at the top of the screen as it goes by, as the credits are rolling by. And in Crystal, the choices of Pokemon that were popping up there were different because we didn't get all the baby ones in Gold and Silver, and Crystal had the ones we were missing.
Fun.
So that was kind of exciting. And then, of course, it just takes us back to the main loading screen of the game, just like Red and Blue did, and we boot it back up, and we're back in New Barktown, just like Red and Blue sent us back to Pallet. And so I'm like, all right, this time, Mom's got to say something different, right?
We just became champions.
And she didn't. She was in a different... She had moved where she was from where she was located when we last visited her, but she didn't say anything new. She didn't acknowledge her victory. She didn't acknowledge our championship. That was it. Nothing else. So after that, all we got left, I think, is just to finish out our Pokedexes and catch the legendary beasts and somehow like either trade our legendary birds or find a way to get the other one. And that's it. Then we would just move on to the third game, right?
So what was your final party for when you beat the champion?
Sure, let's go over that. So for Gold, go ahead, Ruby. What was your final party?
All right. I had Crox, my Feraligatr, Bell, my Weepinbell, Windy, my Pidgeot, Flare, my Flareon, Boulder, my Golem, and Midnight, my Umbreon.
And then in Silver, I had Bolt, my Jolteon from Red and Blue, or from Blue specifically, Psychic, my Espeon, Leafy, my Meganium, Flicker, my Charizard, Rain, my Dragonair, and Gaia, my Golem. And in Crystal, because I needed some extra electric power, I had Fluff, my Ampharos. I had Spook, my Gengar. Cindy, my Typhlosion, because we all had to take our starter Pokemons into this fight, of course.
Of course.
Hydro, my Vaporeon. Moonbeam, my Umbreon. And Dewdett, my Golem. So we all brought Golem as well. How about yours, Frank?
Yeah, I actually, so Ruby, you and I had three of the same Pokemon, but I also had, well, I didn't have Golem, I had Geodude. It hadn't become Golem yet by the time I completed the game.
Pathetic!
But, so I, I know, it was only level 28, so I didn't do any fun names like you guys, I should have. But so I had.
It's okay. You were in a hurry.
So I had Feraligatr, and then I had the Geodude, and I had a Dratini, which was level 29. I feel like it had to evolve sometime soon. And then I had a Growlithe, and Weepinbell, and Ho-Oh.
Yeah, the Dragon Dratini, Dragonair, Dragonite line evolves like they. You have to get to high levels for each of those evolutions, I think. So.
Yeah, I messaged you and I was telling you when I got to the Elite Four, I really thought I was gonna fail like three or four times.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, and I was just thinking like, okay, I'll use this as an opportunity to maybe level up some of these other Pokemon, you know, and you know, I got enough money that I can go back and get some more potions and revives and just kind of, you know, go through it and see what happens, get leveled up. And so I was surprised that I beat it the first time. And so, you know, I used Ruby's method, those four weaker Pokemon, just I used to keep Feraligatr and Ho-Oh alive and just made it through.
Nice. So, yeah, what's your... I got to imagine that's pretty low because of the way you were just plowing through and stuff. But what's your Pokedex stuff? Like, how many have you seen? How many have you caught?
Oh, I don't even want to tell you.
Come on!
So I've seen 167, and I only caught 22.
Wow, that's cool. It's like you're playing the Ash Ketchum version or something.
Yeah.
Because he's seen a ton of Pokemon, but he doesn't have very many.
Leaving out the Tauros.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I literally was just like, okay, what type do I need? You know, and okay, I should get a fire. All right, I caught Growlithe. You know, let's move on. You know, and because I, you know, back when it first came out, I definitely got as many Pokemon as I could. You know, my brother and I, and, you know, we traded Pokemon to complete the decks. We did the whole thing. But yeah, this time I just wanted to play along with you guys and get through the story. And then, yeah, when I had some catching up to do, it was kind of like full sprint. You know, let's get through the story.
No, that's good. I knew it was going to be low numbers because of that, so I was just really curious. So, Gold, what's your numbers at?
I've seen 206, and I own 145.
And then Silver has seen only 205, so one less, but still owns a few more, because I own 149. And then Crystal has seen the most, 208, and also owns 149, but some of them are different. So we're on our way, but I lied. That wasn't the end of the game. We still have plenty left to do, because after trying to talk to her mom and finding her not give us anything interesting, we decided to go talk to Professor Elm, and he did have something for us. A ticket for the SS Aqua, which departs from Olivine City and heads to Vermilion City in Kanto, so that we can catch Pokemon there, is what Elm said. So it's time to go catch them all, which is super exciting. So yes, we get to explore a lot more than just two routes of Kanto. We have a whole region to go. And like Frank said, it is like two games in one.
So cool.
And from there, then we went on to Olivine City so that we could catch the SS Aqua to Vermilion City in Kanto. And as soon as we did board there, a new mystery began. Someone has lost their granddaughter. So, yes, this is why I thought this episode would be the good break for, like, the end for our summer break. And then when we come back, we will have some more anime and stuff to cover as well. But then we will be beginning our journey through Kanto in the Gold, Silver, and Crystal games. So I'm excited to see what's in store for us there and if we can find all the Pokemon we're missing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's different. You know, I'm sure, and I don't remember, because I remember doing it originally, but I don't know. You know, I can't imagine it's copy-paste from Red and Blue. I'm sure they changed some things.
Sure. One thing I know that will be different for sure is that we'll have a night and day cycle, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, that will be interesting.
Because we didn't get that in Kanto before. It was all just day.
Ruby, did you like that they added that in there?
The night and day cycle?
Being able to go to Kanto.
Oh, I think that'll be a lot of fun to go through. I'm surprised that we're not going to do the gyms again. Daddy says there's no point to that. But I thought that we'd do everything in Kanto.
Well, we already beat the Elite Four, so why would we need to do the gyms?
To complete it all. That's why we fight every single trainer, get every single Pokeball, and catch every single Pokemon.
Okay, well, we do the gyms. I lied. I knew we had to do the gyms before we even started this stupid game.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. You'll be getting 16 badges.
Yes, we'll end up with 16 badges. And you know what else?
What?
Then we have to fight the Elite Four again.
What?
I'm pretty sure, too, that their levels are at, like, 65.
Yeah, I they're supposed to be harder the next time around. Or at least stronger. Whether that's harder or not, I guess. Yeah, I don't really know about any story stuff.
Yeah, story details or anything, I don't remember any of it.
I know a few things. Mostly I just know that we have to do the gyms again and we fight the Elite Four again, and I know there's like that's a second end game, but then there's still some extra end game stuff after that. And I know the change ups in some of the gym leader stuff as far as who's the gym leader is, and I know that some of them use some new Pokemon that are from Johto. But that's about all I know.
Honestly, in my own time, I was planning on fighting all the gyms anyway. I didn't know that we were going to do the Elite Four again.
It could be different Elite Four members by that time.
Maybe. I guess I never even thought about that. That could be. I just know that we have to go through it again. So yes, I'm very, very excited. And in meanwhile, in Crystal, on the way to Olivine City, I wanted to stop by Goldenrod again, like I tend to do, to get haircuts and whatnot. And so since I was there, I went to the Pokemon Center, and when I went to leave, some lady, I think it was a lady, stopped me, and she's like, oh, hey, here, take this. And it was the GS Ball.
Oh.
Like, from the anime. And so then immediately, I'm like, wait a second. So the GS Ball, supposed to be something to do with Celebi originally in the anime, but that kind of fell through. And we know the shrine has to be connected to Celebi, so I went back to Ilex Forest and talked to the shrine, and nothing happened. So then I went to see Kurt, because that was the other aspect to the GS Ball. And he definitely was very interested in it. So, I'm hoping I'll soon be able to have a Celebi in Crystal.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. But that's been our adventure this week, I think. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to it all, Frank?
It was fun going back through this adventure, honestly. Some of the newer games, haven't grabbed me the same way.
Sure.
And so going back through, some of the older style Pokemon games was a lot of fun. And I can definitely see myself doing it even just casually. So I really enjoyed it. And, I have your wonderful podcast to thank for that.
Well, yeah. And if you want to continue journeying alongside us, we might have you come back for some more here and there. As we go through Kanto and Gold and Silver and Crystal, but even as we hit the future games, Ruby and Sapphire and all that. So,
yeah, I'd love to.
All right. Well, I think that covers all that. So we'll go into our Pokedex entries.
Who's that Pokemon?
Starting with Ampharos Light, number 181. The bright light on its tail can be seen far away. It has been treasured since ancient times as a beacon. Sometimes they're used to light up lighthouses, making it a cool Pokemon in my book.
Ampharos Light, number 181. The tail's tip shines brightly and can be seen from far away. It acts as a beacon for lost people.
When it gets dark, the light from its bright, shiny tail can be seen from far away on the ocean's surface. These are kind of redundant. We haven't met our word quota.
I do notice that they try to, fill in a specific amount.
Nidorina, Poison Pin, number 30. When feeding its young, it first chews and tenderizes the food, then spits it out for the offspring.
It has a docile nature. If it is threatened with attack, it raises the barbs that are all over its body.
It has a calm and caring nature. Because its horn grows slowly, it prefers not to fight.
Nidorino, Poison Pin, number 33. It is easily agitated and uses its horn for offense as soon as it notices an attacker.
So a little like the opposite of the Nidorina. Quick to anger, it stabs enemies with its horn to inject a powerful poison when it becomes agitated. Which we already learned that it's easily agitated.
It raises its big ears to check its surroundings. If it senses anything, it attacks immediately.
Remoraid, Jet, number 223. Using its dorsal fin as a suction pad, it clings to a Mantine's underside to scavenge for leftovers.
It has superb accuracy. The water it shoots out can strike even moving prey from more than 300 feet.
To escape from an attacker, it may shoot water out of its mouth, then use that force to swim backward.
Wobbuffet, Patient, number 202. It hates light and shock. If attacked, it inflates its body to pump up its counterstrike.
In order to conceal its black tail, it lives in a dark cave and only moves about at night.
To keep its pitch black tail hidden, it lives quietly in the darkness. It is never first to attack. Now, just a little weird trivia here, is that there's a lot of theories about this tail being the actual Pokemon, and the Wobbuffet that we see, the blue thing with its eyes that is always closed, is actually just the decoy. That's why it doesn't attack.
I don't know about this.
Like, the tail is the actual Pokemon that grew this thing to distract people. It's a common theory. That's all I know.
Gligar, Fly Scorpio, number 207. It builds its nest on a steep cliff. When it is done gliding, it hops along the ground back to its nest.
It usually clings to cliffs. When it spots its prey, it spreads its wings and glides down to attack.
It flies straight at its target's face, then clamps down on the startled victim to inject poison. That's lovely.
Skarmory, Armor Bird, number 227. After nesting in bramble bushes, the wings of its chicks grow hard from scratches by thorns.
Its sturdy wings look heavy, but they are actually hollow and light, allowing it to fly freely in the sky.
The feathers that it sheds are very sharp. It is said that people once used the feathers as swords.
Ooh, that's cool. I want to know what happened in ancient times where they were using them as swords.
Teddy Ursa, Little Bear. That's cute. Number 216. If it finds honey, its crescent mark glows. It always licks its paws because they are soaked with honey.
It always licks honey. Its palms taste sweet because of all the honey it has absorbed.
Is this just the Pokemon version of Winnie the Pooh?
Yep. Does he poke his little head when he's hungry?
I didn't even realize that's what Maltese is doing. He's doing the Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yep. That's what Flame thought that he was doing when he would poke his head with his little fingers. He thought he was being Pooh Bear.
That's really funny.
Asking for food that way.
He's like, he picked it up because Pooh Bear goes think, think, think in the neats.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know if that's where he picked it up.
Really, but he just morphed the sign for more into using his head for one side of his head.
Right. But it's just funny because this is also coinciding with your resurgence of really liking Pooh Bear stuff. Before food becomes scarce in wintertime, its habit is to hoard food in many hidden locations.
Doduo, Twin Bird, number 84. It lives on a grassy plain where it can see a long way. If it sees an enemy, it runs away at 60 miles per hour.
It races through grassy plains with powerful strides, leaving footprints up to 4 inches deep.
By alternately raising and lowering its two heads, it balances itself to be more stable while running.
Rhyhorn, Spikes, number 111. It doesn't care if there is anything in its way. It just charges and destroys all obstacles.
It is inept at turning because of its 4 short legs. It can only charge and run in one direction.
It can remember only one thing at a time. Once it starts rushing, it forgets why it started. Been there.
Are you a Rhyhorn?
Punita.
But my leg's short and stubby.
I was just saying that you, like, just start going.
Ponita, Fire Horse, number 77. It is a weak runner immediately after birth. It gradually becomes faster by chasing after its parents. Like, Mom, come back here.
Training by jumping over grass that grows longer every day has made it a world-class jumper.
Its hind legs, which have harder than diamond hooves, kick back at any presence it senses behind it.
Sneasel, Sharp Claw, number 215. This cunning Pokemon hides under the cover of darkness, waiting to attack its prey.
Vicious in nature, it drives Pidgey from their nests and feasts on the eggs that are left behind.
Its paws conceal sharp claws. If attacked, it suddenly extends the claws and startles its enemy.
Venusaur, Seed, number 3. It is able to convert sunlight into energy. As a result, it is more powerful in the summertime.
By spreading the broad petals of its flower and catching the sun rays, it fills its body with power.
As it warms itself and absorbs the sunlight, its flower petals release a pleasant fragrance.
Wartortle, Turtle, number 8. It is recognized as a symbol of longevity. If its shell has algae on it, that war turtle is very old.
Its long furry tail is a symbol of longevity, making it quite popular among older people.
It cleverly controls its furry ears and tail to maintain its balance while swimming. Mine's the only one that doesn't talk about longevity.
Blastoise, shellfish, number 9. It firmly plants its feet on the ground before shooting water from the jets on its back.
The rocket cannons on its shell fire jets of water, capable of punching holes through thick steel.
It deliberately makes itself heavy so it can withstand the real recoil of the water jets it fires.
And those are our entries for today. And now it's time for Pokemon cards, but just with Ruby and I, since Frank is a loser and couldn't find some Pokemon packs.
Wow.
Or because too many people keep buying all of them up to try to scalp them and make people pay extra money for them, which is annoying.
Stupid. Come on.
So we're both opening Temporal Forces, Scarlet and Violet. What's on your package?
I have Weird Suicune.
Which I think we've seen its name now, but I don't remember what it is. And I have the Raikou, which is like Raging Bolt or something like that. All right, you go first.
Mawile, Steel. It uses its docile-looking face to lull foes into complacency, then bites with its huge, relentless jaws. Medite, Fighting. It meditates to heighten its inner energy, and it floats in the air. It eats one berry a day. Turtonator, Fire type. Explosive substances core the shell on its back. Enemies that dare attack it will be blown away by an immense detonation. Hoot Hoot, colorless. It always stands on one foot. It changes feet so fast the movement can rarely be seen. Sableye, dark. It dwells in the darkness of caves. It uses its sharp claws to dig up gems to nourish itself. Great Tusk, ancient fighting. Supporter trainer, Morty's Conviction.
Morty.
You can use this card only if you discard another card from your hand. Draw a card for each of your opponent's bench Pokemon. My first reverse holo, Victini, Fire. This Pokemon brings victory. It is said that trainers with Victini always win, regardless of the type of encounter. My second reverse holo, Charjabug, Stage 1, evolves from Grubbin, electric type. While its durable shell protects it from attacks, Charjabug strikes at enemies with jolts of electricity discharged from the tip of its jaws. My rare, Stage 1, Dundunsparce, colorless, then a basic dark energy.
Nice.
For my Umbreons.
All right, I have, coming right off of your Dundunsparce, Dunsparce, colorless. It creates mazes in dark locations. When spotted, it flees into the ground by digging with its tail. I have Snom, water type. It eats snow that has accumulated on the ground. It prefers soft, freshly fallen snow, so it will eat its way up a mountain, aiming for the peak. I have Mudbray, fighting type. This Pokemon covers itself in mud that it has regurgitated. The mud won't dry out even if it's exposed to the sun for a long time.
Disgusting.
Minccino, colorless. The way it brushes away grime with its tail can be helpful when cleaning, but its focus on spotlessness can make cleaning more of a hassle. Vikavolt, lightning type. It builds up electricity in its abdomen, focuses it through its jaws, and then fires the electricity off in concentrated beams. Ooh. Latias, psychic. It communicates using telepathy. Its body is covered in down that refracts light to make it invisible. Oh, that explains some stuff. Great Tusk. Fighting type. You got an ancient, sorry.
We got the same one.
Mm-hmm. Reverse Holo Yamper. Lightning type. This Pokemon is very popular as a herding dog in the Galar region. As it runs, it generates electricity from the base of its tail. A reverse holo Mawile. Metal type. It uses its docile looking face to lull foes into complacency, then it bites with its huge, relentless jaws.
I had the normal, not reverse holo one of them.
Yep. And then I have for my rare Magcargo.
Ooh, fun.
Evolves from Slugma. Ability, Lava Zone. Whenever your opponent's active Pokemon moves to the bench during their turn, their new active Pokemon is now burned. Its brittle shell occasionally spouts intense flames that circulate through its body. And I have a basic fighting-type energy card. So now, since we had to fight our rival one more time, and with the Elite Four done, it's time for another battle between Ruby and Shaylock.
Bum, bum, bum. Be prepared for me to lose.
Well, you've been learning, so we'll see.
I'm gonna lose. Azure wants to battle.
Lily wants to battle.
Azure sent out...
Go Shade!
Shade!
Lily sent out...
Strawberry!
Strawberry! Ooh! Shiny! He sparkled.
Yeah, because he's awesome! Wait, enemy Shade, use him. No! Oh, no!
Starting off strong with a sleepy Strawberry.
Why'd you do that? That was rude! People don't like rude people! You watching what I'm doing?
No, I can't. I'm focusing on what I'm doing.
Mean look! That was rude too. Can't escape now. I'm still asleep.
Yep.
Nice shade!
Yeah, now I'm gonna try to kill you.
Kill.
Ooh, that did not do much.
I woke up!
Go back to sleep! Oh, not a bite. That's gonna kill me. Oh, it didn't kill me. It was super effective.
It didn't even do, like, anything. So, kill you, yeah.
Go back to sleep. In the future, maybe we should ban sleep.
Now I'm asleep again. Strength? What are you doing?
Throwing rocks at your head, apparently.
That was... That's a lot.
You're down to the yellow. Strength is just a normal attack. I don't know. It's an HM.
An HM? Then yeah, that is pretty powerful.
Not really.
Oh.
Oh, that did
less. A lot less.
Yeah. Must not be a consistent amount.
Bye!
Ooh.
Now you're in the yellow. Ha, ha.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
What, you gonna put me to sleep again? Oh, you're gonna kill me.
I'm hoping. Oh, yes. Strawberry fainted.
That was rude.
See ya, shiny Gyarados.
What's good against ghosts?
Dark was.
Is that it?
No.
Well, that's fine. I'll just use
it. I know what you're gonna do.
What?
Nah, it's Umbreon.
Oh, midnight. Umbreon, yes. You gonna put me to sleep?
You're level 50.
I'm 50.
You're much
I go
faster.
First. Ha! You're dead.
Oh, crap. My hypnosis guy's gone. This could be bad news. Alright.
Maybe it won't stop. Midnight is level 50. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is. I'm kind of scared.
He's got, 181 health?
I don't know what to do. I'm really nervous,
actually.
Did
you not bring anything to fight him? What's good against Dark?
Fighting. And the one thing I know that I have that's leveled up high enough to do fighting and do anything is Bolt, which I'm not allowed to bring, so it's Double Kick.
Wait. Ah, Meganium. What you got up your sleeve? I don't know what to do.
I don't have any sleeves.
That necklace of flowers. Let's do that. What?
No, you missed with your takedown.
And then you just use Razor Life on me.
Well, I am still 8 levels under you, so yeah, that didn't. It was a critical hit, and that is as much life bar down that you. Oh my goodness!
You did 32 damage!
Yeah, well, you have a lot of health!
Only 181. That's not that much. It's just.
So you say.
Well, how much do you have?
139.
See, we're both now.
Well, not anymore.
Oh, that didn't do as much as I thought it was going to.
And you hit yourself too, because it has recoil.
I know, but I thought it was going to be much more powerful than that.
It's the battle of the chipping away.
What do I do? Let's do that. I don't know. But it'll do something. It still didn't do as much as I would.
Oh, but you made me flinch!
Ha! 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 Ha!
And, yeah, it makes sense to use dark moves when you have a dark type Pokemon, because
you're more powerful.
Yep.
With the right type.
Yep. Flinched again?! Oh, jeez.
Oh, I thought that's... What synthesis?
You'll find out.
That was annoying.
Well, I had to try something.
I'm gonna bite you again.
Shocker. Oh, good. I didn't flinch this time. It was so much fun flinching twice in a row last time.
Dude, you got me almost like to half health.
Oh no! Not half health.
No! Stop Synthesis. That! You're just using annoying moves.
Yeah, because making me flinch isn't annoying.
I would take away flinch to keep using that. Stop it!
Synthesis! No, come back! I want to weaken you more!
Yeah, I know. This is not going to be good.
Oh, that's not good.
Dang it.
You send out your Fearow?
Yes.
But you don't like Fearow.
No, I don't like...
Spearow.
Dang it.
But it's only level 20, so even though I had my grass Pokemon, I was able to take it down. I took it down to one of your Pokemon! Oh, two of your Pokemon. Who else did I take out?
Strawberry.
Oh, yeah. I put him to sleep and mean looked him so he couldn't go away.
I didn't intend to take him.
Apparently. So maybe it was a waste of mean look. I don't know.
It kind of was.
Ooh, grass versus grass.
I'm scared.
But I'm level 42 and you're level 30.
I went
oh,
first.
No.
Yes!
You went
yes!
first?
I went first.
What is this crap? And now I'm asleep? Not cool.
Now you just need to stay asleep. You understand me? Good.
Oh, you withdrew.
Yeah, I'm hoping you don't wake up anytime soon.
Oh, and Umbreon's back out.
Oh, yeah, I want to bite you today.
I see. Annoying.
Who just put Strawberry to sleep and murdered her? You.
Nah, I never did such a thing. Come on, wake up, Leafy.
It took me a little while to wake up. Spamming your button much?
Yup. Trying to wake up! Wake up! I figure if I click loud enough, maybe leave you wake up. No! Alright, woke up!
No! No! No!
Synthesis! Whew. That felt better. I'm nervous, that's probably why I'm clicking my button so much. You ran away again!
Well, you're gonna kill me otherwise!
Now what do we got? Oh, Belle's back. Gonna make me fall asleep again.
Oh, that was okay.
Oh, that was pathetic.
You got me.
Nah!
You're asleep!
It's no fun when you're always cheating with the sleep moves all the
time. What?
I'm sleepy.
If I switch back to Umbreon, you're just gonna wake up before I finish you off. It's gonna be
fun. Oh, you used a grass move?
Pathetic.
Yeah, you're weaker than I am, so if mine didn't do very good, I don't think yours is going to be great. Waiting.
Well, if you didn't wake up
withdrew.
So much.
I'm still sleeping. Oh, Crocs.
Yeah, I'm just hoping you don't wake up or I'm going to be dead.
Right. Well, I didn't wake up this time.
Okay.
And you're a higher level, too.
Wake up.
Yes. Come on, Leafy, this is your match. Come on.
Don't wake up.
Oh, jeez, critical hit.
Don't wake up. Yes.
This is terrible.
Oh, come on. I was so happy. What's good against psychic, Harry?
Oh, my goodness. Dragon? Another critical hit? Stop that.
Is water weak to psychic? I don't know.
No. Typing? There's no advantage. Yeah, the typing of the two Pokemon are not advantage against each other. Some of the moves are.
But what moves are good against?
Dark.
That's what I had a feeling might be.
Yeah, I shouldn't have told you, but yes, dark.
Well, it's not fair. Because
I already got weakened.
Me.
Well, you need to learn it and remember it for yourself. Yeah, I'm probably gonna die.
I almost died.
Oh, I didn't die. Ooh.
Didn't! Stupid little person.
Down to the yellow on both of us. But you're switching out, it looks like.
No, I'm not switching out. What?
Nope. It says withdrew Crocs. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was.
Oh, it doesn't affect me.
Doesn't even affect. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Dodge. I don't care who you send.
I don't know what to do now. Here we go.
You withdrew.
Come back, psychic.
Jeez. She's in there. Gaia?
Gaia.
Oh, but it's not like super good. No, because it's not normal, so it's fine.
Oh my goodness, that hurt a lot.
It didn't hurt that bad.
It almost took out half my health.
You're fine. Suck it up.
No, wait. It took exactly half my health.
You're fine.
Wait, no. No, no, not quite. Never mind. I'm wrong. Okay. Oh, you ran away.
That's not very nice.
Sending out Crocs, yeah.
Oh, I think that's
insane. It does.
No, I hope that doesn't kill me because I have... Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
It did a whole 5 damage. Come on. You can't be too upset.
I can be upset. I'm upset.
Are you going to switch out Pokemon again?
Well, duh.
No! Stop!
You did
it. Anytime I'm about
you've
to
done
kill
it more.
Them. You've killed 2 of mine, though.
Yeah.
This will do some damage for sure, because it's Surf and I'm Crocs.
Oof, it did a lot of damage.
Do you see it before I do?
Maybe, I don't know.
What type are you? Are you psychic? I think you're psychic.
No, I'm flying and poison. Poison. Ground is good against poison, psychic is good against poison. Flying's weak to like electric and rock.
I guess I'm gonna use this.
Oh, you ran away.
Well, what'd you expect?
I was just about to kill you! Oh, that
you
sucks. That
two
really
of my
sucks.
Pokemon.
All right. I used a flying move and
what
you brought
are you
out rock.
Do? Run away again?
You can't give me that crap when you keep running away. You've switched out more than I have.
Yeah, you've killed 2 of my Pokemon. I haven't killed a single one of yours.
That's because all mine are like at like 2 health now. Because you keep beating them up.
Ah, you sent a rain, your Dragonair.
Yep.
My attack missed.
Good.
What's good against Dragon Ice? I don't have this.
Yeah. Yeah, dragon's weakness is ice. And fairy, later on in future generations. And dragon. Dragons are weak against dragon.
They didn't have any better options.
Waterfall! What? Ha, oh, ha, no! Ha, you were so close to being dead! Roll out. Ooh.
Oh.
That kind of hurt.
Excuse me?
It kind of hurt.
What? Why am I waiting?
Because I was trying to make a decision.
Oh, wait. Because roll out just keeps going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't.
I didn't know that.
You forgot that, you mean?
Yes,
yeah. Ooh, I have taken out 3, and I've only lost 1 so far, but I basically have a couple that are about to be
gone. Yeah, so do I. Oh, I should have chosen this.
Let's see what extreme speed does. Oh, that did not do as powerful as I thought it was going to. Okay.
I'm gonna die.
Let's just throw another twister at you. See ya, Belle.
First.
You had me on the ropes here, but I'm feeling like there's a little uptick now. I might be able to win this now. Yeah, Rain's only 37, so I wasn't really confident Rain was going to do a whole lot. Especially against a level 50!
Wow,
oh, look at Bite. Shocker.
Come on. Oh!
Oh, I didn't die. I thought I was going to be dead by that.
I was so close.
Have some Dragon Rage.
He's probably gonna get me below 100. Ah!
Oh, you're in the yellow. That's something. Oh, quick attack.
I had to make sure to go first in case you did something.
Yeah, I thought extreme speed might also go first automatically, so that's what I was trying. But I didn't get to find out because you used quick attack. Which was smart.
Wait, so you've got now, you still have your Meganium, you still have your Crobat, you still have your. Oh,
what else you got? Not telling you, that's for sure.
Why not? You already know my 2 Pokemon. My Burb. You're Rudy Tootie. That's what you are. Hey, why'd you go first?
Well, I guess I'm fast with that attack. And it did, like, nothing, so it didn't matter.
Yes, it did plenty. It did, like, 10 damage.
Ooh, I'm still alive.
Dang it, I thought I was gonna kill
you. You're probably gonna kill me this time. Before I go, even. Oh, nope, I do get to go first.
No!
Confuse Ray! That gives me a fighting chance, I guess.
Yep.
Hit yourself, hit yourself, hit yourself. Yes! You did hit yourself! Hit yourself, hit yourself, hit yourself.
That's
not... Nope, you killed me, probably.
What?
Oh, I'm still up. Leech life. Give me a little bit of health. Super effective. What? I did not expect that. Bug. Oh, bug must be good against dark.
Huh.
That's good to know.
Well, if I don't hurt myself in my confusion, then I'll be good.
Yep.
But if I do, then I'll die.
Yes! Umbreon took itself out. And now it's Crocs. Against all my super strong and healthy Pokemon.
You know you're gonna beat me.
I probably will, because you're in the yellow, but seriously, let me show you my... I'm gonna show you what I got going on here for health. Yep. Yeah, I'm in bad shape. It's a good thing you're down to your last.
You're not that bad of shape.
Wait, if your Umbreon was still, like, higher on the health, I would be. This is why I'm so beat up, is because you're stupid Umbreon. Alright, let's see. Let's try that. Confuse Ray! And you slashed me. I'm dead.
Yeah, but I'm still confused.
Yes, that's why I used it, because I'm like, my Crobat's gonna go down, so I need some help.
Now you still have your...
But I do have my level 54 Psychic.
You're gonna kill me!
That's my hope.
First shot, you're probably gonna kill me.
Quick attack. What? You have too much health.
That's 13 damage.
Well, you have a lot of health.
Three more of those.
Oh, you hurt yourself.
Never mind. Two more of those and you'll beat me.
Psychic?
Wait, you can put me to sleep? Oh, no, I thought that was...
Nah, psychic gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I had a sleep. My one Pokemon was still asleep.
Yeah.
And I had two Pokemon that were... in the yellow, at least. I think one was in the red, besides my sleeping one. So.
You beat me every time. I don't know why you're like, but oh, you're that was getting, so close.
You was freaking close, and you're getting better every time. I barely had anything still standing. And the ones that were, one didn't really count, because if I switched out to that one, it would die right away, because it was sleeping, and it was in the red. That was leafy.
Wake up right away.
Doesn't matter, because when I switched it out, unless it was because I got defeated ones, you would have just killed it on your turn.
Yeah, but you probably would have gone first.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
But yeah, that was... I really didn't think I was going to win for a while there. That Umbreon was killing me. And when you took out my sleeper, like the Gengar, who could actually put people to sleep, I'm like, dang, nabbit, that's my trick to win.
Put me to sleep and confuse me. Great fun. Well, yeah.
The confuse did help, for sure.
Yeah, it did. I took out myself twice. Well, I did most of the damage for you.
I don't know. I don't know why you're grumpy, except for the fact that you did lose. But, like, you did significantly better this round. Oh. Anyway, that's our fight. Now we're going to fight about our fight later, because she can't accept that she actually did well. Uh-huh. So thank you all, and we will now wrap up this episode. Routes Through Pokemon is a Hunterfield Institute production. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and other podcasting platforms. We're also on YouTube at the Hunterfield Institute channel. Just look for the Routes Through Pokemon playlist. So wherever you find us, go ahead and leave a comment, like, subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to reach out, you can also email us at hunterfieldmanor@gmail.com. We also update our list of Pokemon we've caught in the current generation. And we also list our latest tally counts and episode rankings for the anime all on our Facebook page, Routes Through Pokemon. And you can also find me posting other stuff there, as well as X at Hunterfield Inns and Instagram at Kinetic_Card. So yes, that wraps up the Elite Four for the first time around. But now we are going to be journeying through Kanto and the gyms there, till we face the Elite Four a second time while we're trying to catch all the Pokemon. But before all that, we are going on break for the summer. I think I'll have a few special episodes that'll come up during that time, but we won't have any normal episodes until we come back probably in August with our coverage of the Pokemon Heroes movie, Latios and Latias. So you can look forward to that. Otherwise, I think that's it. So thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next route. Bye-bye. Sayonara.
Are you just going to stare at this thing all day, or are we actually going inside?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sorry. It's just I've heard and read up a lot on a Pokemon Tower and have always wanted to visit it.
That's depressing.
What? Why?
You spend all your time researching about a place full of dead Pokemon? Okay, so maybe not depressing. Maybe you're just creepy.
I happen to be fascinated with Gengar. Yes, they're creepy, the way that they supposedly hide in people's shadows. But if I had one, then it would know when any others are trying to do that around me.
I guess that makes sense. If the stories were true.
If? I'll have you know, there are hundreds of accounts of that sort of thing happening.
I think it's all superstitious nonsense.
Of course you do. Is there a reason you're still hanging around me? We already made it by all those trainers.
Wouldn't want you getting lonely.
I think I'll get by.
All the same.
Hey, where do you think you're going? You have no reason to go into the tower. Ugh, that girl is so difficult.
Nice of you to join me.
I'm not joining you. I'm here to find myself a Ghastly, and that is all. You go pay respects or something.
Sure, fine. I'll do just that.
Is there a lost one I can help you find?
What? Are you talking to me?
Of course. Seems your friend already knows where she is headed.
Oh, yeah, so do I. Actually, thanks anyway. I don't see any Pokemon down here. Maybe they're on the upper levels.
Hey, mister.
What is it, kid?
Are you looking for Ghastly?
Yeah. How did you know?
You're not the first one who's come here doing that.
Tilly, I was talking to him first.
So what? I can talk to him too.
No, it isn't fair to Dust.
Hey, settle down. You seem to know your way around. Any idea where the Ghastly are?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Go away, Tilly! But she's right. They are everywhere.
Why don't I see any?
Maybe you're blind.
He's not blind, Gus.
He could be.
He's not.
Maybe.
I'm not! I'm not blind! Are they easier to find on a different floor?
You mean find more? Maybe. They are mischievous and tricky.
Sure, but like, if there are more there, then I'm bound to run into one, right?
Oh, you're bound to run into them all over. In fact, there's one right there.
What? Behind me? I don't see anything there.
Gus is so silly sometimes. If you turn back around, you'll see one.
Tilly!
Gus?
All right, you two. Leave the boy alone.
Fine.
Bye, mister. Mister. Good luck.
You'll need it.
To be continued.
It looks like you've been out in the rain.
Oh, yeah. I was at the cave catching a Diglett. Here, he needs to get patched up after the bubbles Mizu shot at him.
Any of your other Pokemon need recovering?
Yeah, take these two. They're doing okay, but I need everyone in tip-top shape for the gym.
Oh, you haven't heard?
Heard what?
The gym is inaccessible at the moment. The storm has been causing all kinds of trouble around town. Some trees have been blown down and are blocking the way to Vermilion Gym.
Of course they are. Well, still, might as well have a fully rested team. I'll just be up in my room, I guess.
Actually, this storm has caused all sorts of delays.
Okay, so?
So the ships aren't able to leave right now either. And there are a lot of trainers on board the SS Anne for some event.
That's cool, I guess.
Sorry, I'm not explaining myself very well. I have a pass for the ship, and once you have your Pokemon back, you could go aboard while they stay docked and get some battles in.
Oh, yeah, okay. That would be great. Especially for my new Diglett. It would be nice to get some training with him before I face off against Lieutenant Surge.
Alright, I'll be back with your Pokemon soon.
Thanks. Now it is time to make some decisions. Mizu will go with me, of course, and Diglett too. But I can only take 4 more, and it's time to do some serious training. Not only do I have gym badges to earn, but if Team Rocket comes around again, I need to be ready.
To be continued. All right, Matthews. Tell me what's been happening since I've been gone. You mean since you abandoned us, betrayed us, and stole our precious specimen? That's a laugh. That specimen belonged to me. I caught it, and when I was betrayed by this organization, yeah, I took him with me. You may be the one who caught it, but it was while you were a member, and you know that anything special we catch belongs to the organization and, specifically, its leader. Look, the argument doesn't even matter anymore. I don't know where he is, and so I couldn't give him to you even if I wanted to. Why don't you tell us what you've been up to the last few years? Maybe we can retrace your steps and find it. Maybe what I've been up to was none of your business and you can buzz off. Why, you... Now, take a deep breath, Matthews. He is your superior, after all. Are you kidding me right now? He isn't even a member anymore. True, but he was more skilled than you when he recruited you, and he's likely only gotten better since then. I knew it wouldn't be long until you showed up, White. Just as I knew you couldn't hide from us forever. I probably could have. But I had some unfinished business to see to. Unfinished business? Would this have anything to do with you challenging the Cerulean and Vermilion City gym leaders? What I do with my time really has no... We don't really care what you do out there. But you do owe us, and we would like the debt repaid before you waste too much time earning what you had already stolen. Oh, don't look so surprised. It wasn't hard to guess that you are trying to redeem yourself, which is probably why you were so willing to come here to our base as well. I'm trying to redeem myself and yet came back to join? You're not as smart as you think, are you? Oh, I've learned a lot from you and your partner back in the day. Your attempts to make me second-guess myself aren't going to work. You have come here to try and take us down once and for all. But instead, you have fallen right into Team Rocket's trap. To be continued.